everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting the whole entire world with the vision and the wisdom and the practical strategies for Dr. Carolyn Dean, the author of the number one bestseller, Magnesium Miracle, as well as incredible amounts of information that she provides for you here on our radio website at drcarolyndeanlive.com and Kindles, books on Amazon. I mean, it's incredible, her authorship, and that's just one of her many talents. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'll be your co-host these next couple hours, 2 hours, in fact, as we talk with Dr. Carolyn Dean about the things that matter most to you, which is your health, your vitality, your well-being, and the health of those around you. Because as we found out from our radio listeners, having done this now for over 10 years, that once people get better, they start to look around them and notice not everybody's doing as well. And then they want to figure out how to help their family and their friends around them. So we're excited to be able to partner up with you on this journey of health, vitality, and well-being. And Dr. Dean, as the world's leading expert on magnesium and mineral supplementation to turn around health, is one of the many safe strategies she'll be talking about this evening, as well as nutrition in general, and then things in particular to you, because again, this is a call-in radio show, and so you can pick up the phone and call in. The number's on the screen here at the station. It's on our YouTube channel. Send any emails. It's on our social media, all over the place. We would love for you to call in and talk to Dr. Dean tonight, if that's your desire. Prior to opening up the phone lines, though, what Dr. Dean likes to do is share her heart of wisdom information with all of our listeners. And tonight's topic, high blood pressure or safe strategies for hypertension, is a big topic. We already have the phones lit up and we've got lots of emails coming in because people want to know, what can I do about my blood pressure? Do I have to do all the things that I've been told I need to do, including maybe taking a drug that doesn't make you feel so great? And the answer may surprise you. So before I bring her in, I will let you know that this is not a medical advice show. We are not allowed to do that per the FDA, but Dr. Dean will tell you what she would do if she were in your shoes. And she has been in your shoes many times, although honestly, I've never asked her. I don't think she's ever really been in the high blood pressure shoes, but she's been in a lot of other shoes, and she will definitely know what is going to be best for you if you're seeking a safe strategy. Without further ado, the delightful, the delicious, the lovely, and the absolutely indescribable, undefeatable, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay! Undeflaggable. I'm undeflaggable.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, no high blood pressure for me, that's for sure. I did have the heart palpitations, so you know, I suppose they tried to tell me. No, I don't know if they tried to tell me I had heart problems. I went for the EKG and whatever, and my friend, the cardiologist, said that it was just an abnormal beats and didn't suggest any drugs or anything. So I was happy with that. And it was at a time of massive stress. So blood pressure, though, does occur in people when they have stress and when their body's very tight and tense and they're not relaxed enough. to keep their blood vessels also relaxed, because blood vessels are surrounded by smooth muscle. And that smooth muscle, if it's magnesium, your body is magnesium deficient, that smooth muscle can go into spasm, get tight, and put pressure on your blood vessels. That puts your blood pressure up. I mean, it's a hemodynamic occurrence. So we say to people, well, take your magnesium and see what happens. Take your REMAG, actually. But this is this brings me to a sidebar that I want to address, because most people, most of our customers, well, I'll see what Ginny says about this, but a lot of our customers don't take the formulas properly or in the right amounts. And I hear this every time I talk to someone who's taking our products. A friend visited Maui and she didn't have much time to spend, and same on my side. But, you know, we took a walk along the beach and she was talking about turmeric, and I've been looking into turmeric lately. And she says, yeah, you know, I'm taking it for my arthritis. And, you know, if I don't take it, if I skip a day, I start getting a lot of pain. And I said, well, how much REMAG are you taking? And she said, well, you know, and so I knew right away that she wasn't really taking her REMAG, and she might get a teaspoon a day, and she just takes it in the morning. And I didn't get, you know, I didn't address it then. I mean, I tend not to sort of confront people, but I'll say these words and tell her to listen to it, to this information. But if you have symptoms that you can identify as perhaps magnesium deficiency or too much calcium, which is what arthritis is, not enough magnesium to balance the calcium in your body that's kind of depositing in your joints. If you have joints that are getting thickened, you know, that can mean calcium deposits. So it means you need more magnesium. And when a person saturates with magnesium, they don't have to have pain because they don't take their turmeric. Turmeric is for inflammation and, you know, a host of other things. And, you know, it's a great herb, but if you're taking it for symptoms of magnesium deficiency, then it's kind of a, you know, it's a, I don't know, I suppose you could say it's a waste, but it certainly is not saturating your body with the magnesium you need for 1,000 different enzyme systems, including inflammation and pain management and management of your calcium. So here she was, someone who I know has read my books and knows about alternative medicine, knows about our products. But, you know, what is it with people? They don't think, well, it's just magnesium. You know, it's not going to help with arthritis, or it's not going to help with heart disease, etc. She also had heart symptoms, serious heart symptoms, a little while back. So, you know, one teaspoon of REMAG is not going to protect your heart. And her reasoning was, well, you know, I'm out and about. I can't sip through the day. Well, on our website, we have these big RNA reset shaker bottles that we have available to people, so that you can put in a day's supply of your sea salted water and your minerals and take it wherever you go. I mean, that's, we try to make it simple. If you don't like the taste, then you put in our RNA reset berry powder. What's it called? Vitamin C reset. It's a berry powder that means the taste of the minerals aren't as strong. So I don't know what else to say to people. Maybe on the chat, people could say, you know, in your experience or when you try to tell people, look, take these minerals, take a few of these things, you'll feel better. Do people just say, no, I've got something really serious. I need medication. I mean, what are we missing here? How can we educate people that it can be as simplified as saturating yourself with these minerals? Ginny, what are we missing here? Why aren't all our customers taking the formulas properly or in the right amounts?
Well, I think one thing that you said is very important, and it's quote unquote the convenience factor. And that person just wanted to pop a pill. And you've been recognizing that about our society for 1,000 years, because that's what the drug companies have taught us to do, is to just take a pill. And so turmeric, it's a pill, she puts it in her mouth, boom, and off she goes. And then she, in her mind, it's a checklist, you know, it's like check, and now, you know, this. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that I've noticed, and I know who you're speaking of, and not only has she read your books, but she's actually helped you edit them. And she is a degreed professional. She's not a layperson. But, you know, what happens, I think, sometimes with these folks is that no matter how well, quote unquote, studied they are, they may not have a true relationship with their body. And one of the things that our formulas really require is that, because it's what you require, is that you develop a relationship with your body. You notice when you're hydrated, you notice when you need something, you notice when something's working, you notice when something's not working, you keep track of your progress, you acknowledge the things that are improving. And when things don't improve, you write into customer service and you tweak your formulas and you keep going and this, that. Because here's the thing, you are expecting a full recovery for the body. Right. And most people are not expecting a full recovery, including that gal who's really just wanting to take a pill, check it off, and go through her quote unquote busy day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're just a different kind of company, but I will tell you, for a million years, I would never trade one of her situations of taking a turmeric. And by the way, we're just going to have the most amazing turmeric ever in the history of the world with all of the people that we have helped doing it the way you do it, Carolyn. It's just non-negotiable. And we're just not going to change. We will be here 20 years from now telling people to do the same thing. Put your minerals in water, sip them throughout the day. Hydration's important. Pay attention to how your body responds. If you get too much, cut back a little bit. If you have symptoms, keep going. We will tell people over and over because it has worked for thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Yes. And about the hydration, another reason to sip your minerals through the day is to keep the minerals in the cells so that those minerals pull your water into the cells. If you just take your minerals in the morning and then you try to keep up with your hydration, drinking your plain sea salted water through the day, you will go to the bathroom more. I mean, I've proven that to myself many times when I don't have time to take my first hit of minerals in the morning, and I just drink my usually 12 ounces of water. You know, it does run through you, but if I've taken the 12 ounces with my first hit of minerals, it doesn't. I can, you know, I'll walk all 2 hours without having to stop at every rest stop along the way. So you can prove these things to yourself. But I guess we'll just keep saying what we say, and it'll eventually layer into people when they kind of stop and think a bit what they're doing. Our customer service is there. Maybe we'll get Brian in the daily emails to remind people to sip through the day. I mean, we'll just keep doing what we're doing, like Jindy said.
You know, people don't realize that we live in a constant, permanent microwave world. I mean, people know that when you put a piece of meat in the microwave, it dehydrates. And we are living in a microwave world. And between all the two-way microwave cell phone devices we use, we are being dehydrated daily. The amount of water that we require is probably even more than we recommend. And so it's so important to hydrate, and you focus on that. As a matter of fact, you focus on that as much as you focus on the products, is to encourage people to properly hydrate. So here's a person who's taking something, and by the way, I'm sure the turmeric would require that as well. But, you know, throwing something in their mouth and running off and not, and missing one of the most important parts of what we offer is a constant call to refresh and revive your cells and to reclaim them from this crazy situation that we're living in.
Right, right. Pill poppers.
Yeah. Yep.
So what we will say, mineral water drinkers unite. Banish pill popping. Start a movement. Yeah. Well, start your own movement. Everybody's responsible for their own well-being. And we just offer you opportunities. We don't want to tell you what to do, but yeah, we absolutely want to tell you what to do.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, because what we are telling you, we have proven, you know, 100,000 times that it works to support yourself. Just support yourself. That's all you have to do. And with today's blog that Jindy put out, you can follow it along in your email or at drcarolindeanlive.com. It's Safe Strategies for High Blood Pressure. And a lot of this, I think, is taken from the Magnesium Miracle, but we have to keep repeating these words to you. And we will do over and over again. It's just so important. High blood pressure is an elevation of your blood pressure suffered by more than 100 million people around the world. Most often, it's diagnosed during a routine physical exam, which can simply be due to white coat syndrome. Or like Jindy, when she was told she had a bit of blood pressure a couple of months ago, I think she'd been sitting and waiting in the doctor's office for an hour. So no wonder her blood pressure was up. But we found out when she called me about it that she wasn't sipping her minerals through the day. I'm going to be bringing up that your experience a lot, Jindy, because if Jindy was not sipping, I know a lot of other people aren't sipping. So anyway, with blood pressure, it presents no distinguishing signs or symptoms unless the condition is very advanced. So people will have blood pressure, they'll go to their doctor, they'll be tense because they're going to see a doctor, it'll be elevated and they'll be told, well, you know, maybe it's time you went on a blood pressure medication. You know, it's been up a couple of times, bloody, bloody, bloody. And I talk about that all over the place, you know, a lot of my blogs, that you're put on a diuretic as your first blood pressure pill, and a diuretic will drain sodium and potassium and magnesium out of your body, and very often makes your blood pressure worse. And then you're offered more medications. And then those medications end up causing the side effects of high cholesterol and high blood sugar. And both of those are related to magnesium deficiency. The more magnesium deficient you are, the more likely you are to develop high levels of cholesterol and of blood sugar. Now, the thing about the cholesterol readings, they've made them lower and lower so that they can put you on more of the statin drugs, but that's a whole other story. Continue with the blog. The 2017 guideline for high blood pressure in adults was a medical publication that set the guidelines for diagnosing hypertension so low that half of the U.S. population is now diagnosed with high blood pressure, allowing doctors to give you medication. The three doctors who set these guidelines all have citations in the literature for treating hypertension with medications. And this whole guideline came about without input from public health doctors, nutritionists, naturopaths, integrative medicine doctors, or preventive medicine specialists. So they declared that a blood pressure of 130 over 80 was now hypertension, rather than the previous 140 over 90. So all of a sudden, what we knew to be normal blood pressure was called high blood pressure. And you may not have realized that if people have gone into their doctors the past, 3, 4, 5 years, they're being diagnosed with a condition that they didn't have before they walked into the office. All doctors have to do is read the literature about magnesium deficiency. A review paper by Fox et al. In 2001, 21 years ago, described the reasons why magnesium deficiency is mistaken for hypertension. Magnesium deficiency causes a dysregulation of the sodium-magnesium exchange, resulting in higher intracellular sodium and thus higher blood pressure. Second reason, a relatively low magnesium level causes an intracellular imbalance between calcium and magnesium, which results in increased spasms in the smooth muscle of arteries and therefore increased blood pressure. And magnesium deficiency causes insulin resistance, which in turn causes high insulin levels, resulting in hypertension, diabetes, and high cholesterol. So it's all set out there, you know, scientifically. What is remotely scientific about declaring that several million people are hypertensive without any individual testing or physical and nutritional assessment, at the risk of beating a dead and magnesium deficient horse? I'll comment on a Medscape video interview about the 2017 guidelines with two cardiologists at the American Heart Association. In the interview transcript, this quote was at the top of the session. Quote, "The day where the physician does everything is long past. We're just too busy." So that's their motto now. A physician can't do everything. I mean, when I was in general practice, I did everything. I knew my patient from head to toe, took care of everything, rarely had to refer out. And if I did, the specialist or the radiologist or the surgeon knew that there was something there to find. So doctors now, and I'm sure it's because they have to spend so much time studying the new drugs, they do not have time to, well, some of the times they don't even have time to do a physical. They've actually pushed aside the annual physical and say, well, it doesn't do too much. So they just wait for you to come in. You have, you know, well, you have probably a half a dozen symptoms. They'll hear one symptom, give you a prescription for it, and tell you to come back for the next symptom. So just to finish off, Jenny put down a lot of testimonials here. Let's go through them. And she says, fortunately, in the last 10 years, she says, I've been me. I've been busy providing the public with health education and safe strategies, and our customers are enjoying the benefits. So Sandra talks about being on the product, our formulas for the last year. I must say you saved my life, literally. REMAC has calmed my spasms in my neck, calves, and feet. It has relaxed all my muscle tension. My blood pressure has lowered to 115 over 75. It was usually 140 over 85. I was never a sound sleeper, and now I don't even remember getting into bed at night, and I sleep like a baby for 8 to 9 hours. I thank the Lord every morning for you and your products. I also use the REMAC lotion at night as a hand lotion and love it. I mean, that's head to toe shifting of symptoms. Barbara says, I've been going low and slow with REMAC. I have now worked up to 3/4 teaspoon in a 32-ounce water bottle along with 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt. I feel as if the key takeaways for me so far are decrease in my restless legs at night and remembering my dreams. I'm on a medication for high blood pressure, so before I started REMAC, I took readings for several days. Blood pressure since taking REMAC is, it looks like it's about 8 points lower on systolic and diastolic. It was hovering around 123 over 73. Now that's normal, but she's on blood pressure medications. And on REMAC, it's now 115 over 68. So that's the type of drop where we would be telling Barbara to go to her doctor and say, look, my blood pressure is getting a little low. Maybe I can wean off my medications. Yes. Her next sentence was, I'm taking these results to my primary care doctor's appointment next week. So that's exactly what she's going to do. So Sharon says, I've been on Dr. Dean's REMAC and all the complement formulas for 1 year. Wow. My health has improved tremendously. No more heart palpitations, no more leg, feet cramps, anxiety is gone, thyroid, TSH levels down greatly. Blood pressure has lowered and my sleep has improved immensely. So grateful for Dr. Dean and REMAC. She has saved my life. No drugs here. Just her formulas. Love you, Dr. Dean. That's very sweet. Mm-mm. And Linda, Friday will be the end of my 4th week on the Total Body Reset, which is REMAC, REMITE, Realign, Restructure, and RNA Reset drops. Although very fatigued today, yesterday I had a great day. I had forgotten what it was like to feel good. It was more than just that, though. I was aware of my entire body being rejuvenated. I wasn't struggling to breathe when I did my treadmill. My thinking was not foggy, and the night before, I got 6 hours of straight-through sleep. I haven't slept more than 2.5 hours straight for quite a few years now. Also, no AFib for 8 days. I've been a very sick little puppy for so long. My husband a year ago was thinking about making arrangements for a burial plot. I now have hope that I'll be around a few more years. Oh, that's so incredible. So wrapping up. Wrapping up. So let me be clear. If you have been prescribed a hypertensive drug therapy from your doctor, I don't want you to stop taking your medication and start using poorly made magnesium pills that you get at Walgreens. And then on tonight's show, we'll go into details about how to incorporate magnesium and other essential nutrients. And that's the thing. I know, yeah, we do promote magnesium REMAC all the time, but we also know how important potassium is. Potassium works hand in glove with magnesium. When I finally put out the Pico potassium because I figured a way around the FDA regulations, we were just stunned at people's response, because it turns out most people were not getting their potassium in their diet. So when people say, well, I'm taking my REMAG and I'm not 100% better, well, how much picopotassium are you taking? And the dosage of, the dosage of REMAG can be 2 to 4 teaspoons in the beginning to become saturated. Picopotassium, it's more like just 2 teaspoons, 1 to 2 teaspoons. And getting your greens for your potassium from your diet. Vitamin D is going to be very important as well. And we have our D3K2. The B vitamins are important for the nervous system and for the adrenal glands and are very calming, which is going to help stress-related hypertension. That's our Realign. And our vitamin C's, the Whole C Reset and the vitamin C powder are very important for the collagen that forms the layering of the cell walls and the blood vessels. People who bruise easily, they have a type of scurvy, for Pete's sakes. You know, you see the elderly with the bruises all up and down their arms, they have scurvy. They need the Whole C Reset and the vitamin C Reset powder. The omega-3 fatty acids, I mean, we've heard for decades now the importance of fish oil. We aren't using fish oil in our omega-3 A plus E. We're using omega-3 algae. And the vitamin E especially is very important for the heart. And the vitamin A is a beta carotene. And then as the body needs or requires vitamin A, it makes it from your beta carotene in your omega-3 A plus E. So they're all important. And I know it's a lot to swallow, but what's happened in our environment and our society is we've made ourselves very deficient in all the nutrients. I work hard on a farm, not laboring so much, although I do. I do the farm markets 2 days a week with a group of workers, and I see the importance of farm fresh food. We're doing experiments with our Mighty Mash at the farm and promoting healthy food. I mean, we just have to keep our food supply going and make it organic and biodynamic. But even so, we don't get the nutrients we require from the food. When we first moved here, I stopped taking the supplements I was taking back then and just ate farm fresh food to experiment. And it was not enough. So that's the blog and my sidebars and all. So let's ask Ginny what I've missed, and then we can go to a couple of blog questions.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for that information, which is very important, and all the formulas, as you've said, Carolyn, because I know everyone we layer in, it's just incredible the response that people have. And I think that omega is so incredible. And I went to a party the other night, and one of our customers was there, and they literally ran across the room to accost me and tell me how much they love that omega-3 formula. And I think it's the omegas and the A and the E. And again, as you know, people being so deficient in so many things, and you know, the minute that you take something and it creates any kind of a reaction in your body, energy giving or whatever, I got too much Remite in my drinking water today, and I was buzzing, flipping off the ceiling. You know, because our products are so powerful. So again, you know, everything is going to be an asset. But on the chat line, what is hilarious right now is not a lot of questions about blood pressure. I will say that Deborah had this response. She said, Dr. Joel Furman is telling us that added salt leads to strokes. This is confusing. He claims to be citing large studies.
Well, Furman, he's at least a vegetarian. He may be a vegan. And they seem to have this fear of salt. And actually, I think there's this new cult where they say if you can keep salt or sodium out of your diet, you can do a great detox and feel so much better. I mean, seriously, if you avoid table salt, that's fine. But sea salt, no, you need that. I mean, salt licks for animals are like gold to animals. They will travel, you know, hundreds of miles to lick their salt to get what's needed. So no, I mean, I really think it's so inappropriate for people to have these, you know, massive statements that, you know, maybe make them feel powerful that they can say that, but they're harming people. You know, what we do with our customers is the only massive statement I make, and I say it over and over again, is saturate yourself with magnesium and everything else will fall in place. And when you start you know, playing with avoidance, even avoiding, you know, a lot of the foods, what we've said from the beginning is, look, you want to make your body healthy enough that it can digest the foods that you've been told you're allergic to or sensitive to. You know, we're not telling you to eat foods where you have had a major reaction, but, you know, let's just be balanced about what we're doing. When your cells and your enzyme processes are working properly, they'll deal with all these things. And we have that experience with all our customers. When you realize deep down that 80% of known metabolic functions require saturation with magnesium, then you're on to something. And if you're hearing from people, oh, you know, there's so many different types of magnesium. The latest one has got like 7 types of magnesium, and they'll say, well, this is good for your brain, this is good for your heart, this is good for, you know, whatever, chronic fatigue. There's nothing like that going on in your body. Magnesium ions are what the cells need. Yep. And the body will do all it can to kind of break down those compounds so that it can get at the ion of magnesium. And that's what we've made possible for our customers by making stabilized magnesium ions that have been proven at the university level to be of a size that is picometer in measurement and will always be available to your picometer size cell mineral ion channels. I mean, look what our Dr. Taylor Wallace, what he said about our pico size. He says, using a molecular size analyzer called a Zetasizer Nano, we confirm that the majority of the particle size of REMAG is in the picometer range. The test was repeated 3 times. This instrument is a research-grade dynamic light scattering system for submicron particle and molecular size and molecular weight measurement. So what they did is they put a bottle of Irenag just off the shelf. You know, maybe it was a couple months old. They poured it into a clear beaker and they shone this light through it. And if there were particles there that would block the light, that would show up on their measuring device. The light did not get blocked by particles because there are no particles of that of any size in the liquid. They're below, you know, they're sub micron. So if you get that, if you understand the sizing of our REMAG, realize it's, as I said, that bottle was probably many months old and it still had stabilized ions. It wasn't a magnesium compound. It's the magnesium compounds that you have a magnesium bound with a glycinate or a taurate or whatever. So that's a compound. That's too big to get into the cells. What those compounds have to do is wait for the blood fluid to help disassociate that compound. So magnesium will split off from the citrate or the chloride, and magnesium being so active and reactive. I mean, magnesium is what they use in fireworks. You light a strip of magnesium, a magnesium compound, it just flares. So it's very reactive. It's got two electrons, and it will grab onto anything it can to make a magnesium compound. So to stabilize that magnesium is like a genius. There's no one else doing this work. And the 60,000 parts per million, the 300 milligrams of pure magnesium in a teaspoon of REMAG is, you know, off the charts. You take something like magnesium oxide, you'll see the labels and they'll say magnesium oxide, you know, 500 milligrams. Well, you break down the magnesium and that oxide part. I mean, I should have it somewhere in my book. It's something like 60 milligrams of the magnesium and the other 440 milligrams is the oxide. So they're saying, oh yeah, 500 milligrams of magnesium oxide. And you think you're getting 500 milligrams of magnesium, but you read the fine print and you find out you're getting 60 milligrams. So, I mean, they're on and on and on. I guess I could rant, but I just want people to know that it's the stabilizing of this ion that makes it so incredible and gives it the ability to saturate, because if it's absorbed into the cells so readily, it's not hanging out in your intestines and causing the laxative effect. I mean, that's what we keep telling people. Okay, yeah, magnesium carbonate, 150 milligrams in 500 milligrams of carbonate, 150 milligrams of magnesium in a magnesium carbonate. Magnesium citrate, there's only 75 milligrams in 500 milligrams. Magnesium oxide, I had that wrong. There's 300 milligrams in a 500 milligram magnesium oxide. But the problem with the oxide, it's only 4% absorbed, and it's a very strong laxative. Magnesium glycinate, the one they say, oh, that's so non-laxative, it's wonderful. Well, it's because there's nothing in it. You get 50 milligrams of magnesium in a 500 milligram pill of magnesium glycinate. Seriously. Whereas in a teaspoon of REMAG, you're getting 300 milligrams of pure magnesium that will help you. Isn't that crazy, Ginny? 50 milligrams in a magnesium glycinate of that they can label as being 500 milligrams.
Yeah. That's why when people take our product, they, you know, they get so much power out of it right away. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, should I even keep taking this other stuff? It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, if you want to, but probably not. Why would you bother? Yeah. Plus, you just can't rub a pill or a powder on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I just think I've had so many phone calls where people have been in AFib. And, you know, especially back in the day when I was doing customer service, Melody, Rose and I, mm-hmm. By ourselves, and people would be in AFib and they'd be calling, freaking out. And of course, you're, you know, you've got all the things, you've got to tell them to go to the doctor and everything. But I'm like, in the meantime, take some of that ream bag. I just want you to pour it in your hand and rub it all over your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd call back in 20 minutes and they'd be like, oh my God, you're never going to believe this. And I'd be like, yup. Now, you can't do that with a pill or a powder.
Yeah, right.
So incredible. Remake is so amazing.
Right. I made a note before I went off to the book about our omega-3 algae. One of our customers had a lipid problem, cholesterol and triglycerides. So he was on a medicinal omega at 4,000 milligrams a day.
Mm.
And when he switched over to omega-3 algae, he thought, well, you know, maybe I should be taking like 8 of them a day to make up. And he started having bruising. He had little capillary bleeds. He was taking so much of ours that was so much more powerful than what he'd been taking, that it went straight to blood thinning. So he just went back to 2 a day, and he even gets better results than he did with his 4,000 milligrams. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And because he's on the other formulas too, probably, and also because of the relationship between vitamin A and D. Mm-hmm. And magnesium. I mean, when you get to that synergistic effect, you have just a full-on party at the cellular level. Everybody's just, you know, high-fiving and, you know, just doing their business. I mean, it's so incredible. There's no lack in the body, and it can just perform beautifully.
Right. And I've said that many times, and customer service knows this as well, that when people say, well, you know, this study says I have to take 4,000 milligrams of an omega, we say, well, that's a study where that's all they studied. It's like they wanted to get as much juice out of, you know, the omega as they could. So they used very high amounts and produced a result. But that person was not on anything else. So with our formulas, you don't have to go to these mega doses, which can cause a lot of imbalance, you know, as the body says, well, I get so much of this, I guess I need, you know, a lot of the other. So we've worked it so that everything is, everything is low potency, because I didn't want the FDA to come in and stop any of our products. So none of our products are above RDA, but they are so well formulated that a lot of them are supported with our RNA reset powder as a catalyst. So they are so well absorbed, you don't need high doses. So, you know, our company will keep standing when the drug companies and the FDA and allopathic medicine really comes down hard on supplements, because that's around the corner. We've seen that with the virus that shall not be named, that they wouldn't quote allow doctors to recommend any natural products for the virus that shall not be named.
Even though the people who shall not be named, for example, Mr. A. Fauci, run around telling everybody he was taking vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how hilarious is that? As our friend would say, I mean, that's nuts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Yeah, what's good for the goose is definitely not good for the gander with these right. people.
Well, let me just knock out these questions because we only have a few minutes and mm-hmm. don't want to get trapped in a phone call. We'll do those in the second hour. So Danny is saying, I'm currently on Losartan for blood pressure, metoprolol for blood pressure, a statin drug, and aspirin for blood thinning. In June 2020, I had a quadruple bypass. My blood pressure is currently 138 to 141, over 78 to 85. Would taking REMAC help with getting me off these drugs? So even on two blood pressure drugs, I guess they'd say his blood pressure was still elevated. And we cannot in any way tell Danny that taking our products would help him get off his drugs. That would mean excommunication for us. But what we can say is the body requires magnesium for 80% of known metabolic function. If he wants to take the REMAG to help head-to-toe symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency, he can go ahead and do that while taking all his medication at the current doses. Don't stop anything. And as he measures his blood pressure in the future, and if it goes down, then any sane doctor would help reduce his medications, because you're not supposed to take medications if you don't require them. And certainly in med school, we were told just take medications until the person develops their own ability to cope. And the rest of the questions, high blood pressure, what do you suggest? Well, we've talked about that. I'm looking for products for blood pressure and stress and anxiety. Well, that is definitely something REMAG can help a person with. A friend with high blood pressure and low potassium. What would you recommend she start with or take to help her health? Well, certainly the REMAG and the potassium are going to be helpful. And what Julie would do for her friend is take her over to drcarolindeanlive.com and download the REMAG book and the potassium book and see how they can be helpful. Next question, salt intake with high blood pressure and kidney disease, is that recommended? Well, not salt, but sea salt. You just start with a pinch, and probably the best thing we say with kidney disease is get in touch with customer service support at rnareset.com and ask for the chapter on kidney disease so that a person recognizes that the kidneys need magnesium too, even though the doctors tell them not to take magnesium. But read up on kidney disease and maybe Google my name and sea salt or salt and find out what I say about the necessity for the 72 minerals that are in sea salt but no longer occur in the filtered water that we're now drinking. And last question, Jenny, is asking, does the parathyroid affect high blood pressure with hypercalcemia? And that can be true. The parathyroid tumors, benign parathyroid tumors, can put out too much parathyroid hormone, which elevates calcium. And when calcium is high, magnesium will get pushed down. So it is important to for people who have high calcium levels. Now, let me look at my parathyroid chapter in the Magnesium Miracle. And again, if you don't have the book, you can ask customer service for the section on hyperparathyroidism. So what I say in the Magnesium Miracle book, according to the Norman Parathyroid Center, it's in Florida, adults over age 35 should not have calcium levels higher than 9.9. The average range of calcium is 8.8 to 10.7. So allopathic medicine will say, oh, 10.5, you're fine. But these specialists in hyperparathyroidism say, if you're above 9.9, you have to look at the possibility of a benign thyroid, parathyroid tumor. 2 out of 100 women over 50 have hyperparathyroidism. What else? Diagnosed by finding high levels of calcium in the blood. 99% of all cases are due to small benign tumors of the parathyroid glands. Something is stimulating the parathyroid to produce more parathyroid tissue that lumps up inside the parathyroid gland, causing these benign tumors. And I'm saying in the book here, my question is, what is stimulating the parathyroid to enlarge? Is it like the thyroid that enlarges into a goiter to make more thyroid hormone because it lacks iodine and the, well, actually the total of 9 minerals that make thyroid hormones? Is it like the prostate that is missing zinc and enlarges into prostate hypertrophy? Doctors say they don't know why parathyroid tissue overgrows, but when it does, it produces excess parathyroid hormone, which grabs onto calcium, elevating it in the blood, causing calcification throughout the body, depleting magnesium and causing all kinds of calcium excess magnesium deficiency symptoms. So are the parathyroids missing magnesium? And is that why they overgrow? So very interesting. I will turn the last minute over to Ginny.
Very good. I want to say our lovely Lorraine Andrus up in Kelowna, BC, our distributor for Remag, is on the phone and perhaps not on the phone, but is on the chat, video chat. Lorraine, if you want to call in next hour and say hi, please do so. Deborah, who asked the original question about salt, said, thank you so much. I am working on getting my Remag dosing up. She's up to 15 drops a day. Want to get up to a half teaspoon soon. I will change to your suggestion on the salt. So very good, Deborah. And other than that, Elma, who said something earlier, which I thought was so cute, we were talking about you wanting to tell people what to do. And she said, I just do whatever Dr. Dean says. So that was so great. But Elma is having a lot of success. She's in Kuwait and her husband has been on the products and she has a lot of success. She stays up and gets on the phone with us at 3 a.m. her time just to be part of our show. And she's such a wonderful customer. We're so happy to have her and to have had such a great impact on her life. And she impacts us with her joy all the time. She's a big supporter on Instagram. She's always sending her hearts out everywhere. So we really appreciate you, Elma, participating, because I know it's not a great time of night for you, but she's always here with us on Monday. So we've got Doug and Melody Rose here and all kinds of fun people. And of course, Patrick's trying to get everybody to eat chocolate. Thank you, Patrick. So we'll be back, which Carolyn agrees with. We will be back next hour. We're going to take a quick break and get some Remag water with sea salt in it, everybody. And we'll be right back.
Hour 2 of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute. Offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.